Here we are again. Suzuku-ing our best. I want to apologize to any Germs fans out there. Just at the top of the show from last week. Every Germs fan except one has that I've met, either online or in person, has understood the concept of cultural relativism. I went way too long talking about one person who I don't talk to anymore and almost certainly isn't listening. It's kind of their problem in the first place. They don't really pay attention. And they don't, hey, whatever. In general, I think I apologize in general. Or, I guess, trying to make friends through J-pop blogging. It was a bad mistake. And if I have any friends left from before that, I fucked up. I don't know. Just, it seemed like a good idea at the time. I am trying. Hello. Hi. This is a podcast. It's a. About music. I hope it appeals to general music fans, any people I might know. Not really. It's not for people I might know. It's for people who might like music, and might like music that's from Japan, and music that has heavy guitars in it, I guess. It could have a lot of keyboards, could have a lot of other things going on. Could be associated with terrible people. I don't know. Going to try to focus on what I'm doing, I'm trying to make a podcast, and trying to make it better. I'm trying to get better at what I'm doing, not trying to worry about. I'm trying to make a podcast that I would like to listen to. I'm hoping this appeals to a general audience of music lovers. We'll talk about different kinds of music. I'm going to play music from Japan and some metal. It's J-pop, it's metal. It's not always, it's not, I'm a liberal. I'm a liberal. If you don't know that I'm a liberal, we're not very good friends. And you haven't been paying attention very much. Which makes me think we aren't friends. And, friends should pay attention to each other when they're talking. And in general, that's kind of it's not a prerequisite. It's a requirement. It's a requirement of being friends. You have to pay attention to what the person is. Not all the time, but in general, it's like, oh, you have a general idea of what the person is about. And then, because otherwise you're just like talking anonymously to each other. It's weird, and then you're not really, you're just talking. It's just a big chat box of nonsense, which could be fun, but you're not really making friends like that. Trying to improve on the podcast. Much like the Germs. The Germs, a good thing about the Germs. One of the reasons I really like... I still like them. I still like them musically. There's a terrible movie about the Germs. It plays into some... it's typical rock star cliches. It's pretty sad that you couldn't explore. If it couldn't be more honest with some of the ideas behind the group, you could explore that in a way that involves, like, the tragedy behind it. Because Darby Crash basically killed himself. He overdosed on drugs, and I'm sure towards the end of his life seemed to be going in a different direction. Beyond that, they were terrible when they started out. They're like the ultimate punk band to me, because they were so bad. If you listen to any most punk bands, like especially that first wave, I guess Germs kind of like the second wave of punk, sort of. that Ramones, the first Ramones album, first Sex Pistols album, first Black Flag album, you know, you listen to that, and they're obviously not proficient musicians, but they practiced before they hit record. They put money down and went to into a studio, which is what you did at the time. The Germs didn't. They just started out. They actually started making merch before they played at all. They started with the merch, and then they just picked up instruments and started recording almost right away. And it's terrible. The first single they put out is bad. It's almost objectively bad. I can listen to it and enjoy it, but it's kind of like almost after you listen to the other stuff, it's like, oh, this is how they started. It's like, it's amazing. It's actually amazing that they got good at all. So that's why they're inspirational to me. And that's why I just put stuff out there that's awful, I guess. I don't know. I don't think it's awful at this point, but definitely used to be. Maybe not. I don't think there's anything out there right now that's that bad that I would say, this is terrible. This is actually terrible. I wouldn't say that. But it used to be. I don't know. I guess if I died of an overdose, you would put all that out on one thing. You could listen to it all at once. So I'm going to try not to do that. I'm going to try very hard. I don't do drugs at the moment. So it should be okay. I could get hit by a bus or something. You never know what's going to happen. People say fear mediocrity. But really, you have to get through mediocrity to get to excellence, I guess you could call it. Yeah, getting better. Being great or being whatever. Just good. Well, no, mediocre is good. Mediocre is good. It's literally good. You got to get better than that. In order to get better than that, you have to get to it first. I think people hear that phrase, and it really applies to like people who've done something great in the first place. You put out a first great album, and then you want to fear putting out an okay album. But if you haven't put out an okay album yet, you have to get to okay. Right? So people fear mediocrity, they do something terrible, and then they just hop to another terrible thing, hoping that eventually they'll just land on greatness. You know what I mean? It's like, I just got to keep one of these things is going to be great from the jump, and it's just going to take off. I just have to keep jumping from random things, and one of them is just bound to be an overnight success because the universe owes me some kind of fame-based career. I need a career that is based entirely on whether other people enjoy it or not. That's what I need in my life. It's not really a great plan, is what I'm saying. So, let's try to move on. let's attempt to move on from all of that and play some music until somebody notices that it's happening and then it disappears forever, and I have to find something else to do. I could do another podcast that's not like this. Do you want to do this podcast? Do you have a better idea for J-pop versus metal? And you want that, or you want that website? You want the Earl, jpopversusmetal.com? Do you really need that in your life? You could buy it from me, I guess. I can do another show. I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep doing this show. Seems like it's an okay idea for me. But if you've got a better idea and you need that, I could use the money. Just an idea. You would also have to assume the legal responsibilities that come with that. Of course. Whew.
Shaving rain. Oh my god. We interrupt this program. The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is an attack warning. Repeat, this is an attack warning. Attack warning means that an actual attack against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken. Important instructions will follow in 30 seconds.
We interrupt this program. The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is an attack warning. Repeat, this is an attack warning. Attack warning means...
Attack warning means that an actual attack...
That an actual attack against this country has been detected. God, I got all this mucus. God damn it, I gotta blow my nose. The Office of Civil Defense has...
This station has interrupted its regular program at the request of the United States government...
Huh? What are you talking about? Darn, my nose is stopped up. I gotta have some club soda. Boy, that mucus is welling up. Damn it. Attack warning means that an actual attack against this country has been detected. And that protective action should be taken. I guess we say this is an attack warning. Now, see, this is where I forget it. I know this part. This station will not be broadcasting news and information for your area. You will now tune your radio dial until you find a station which is broadcasting news and information for your area. The broadcasters in your area... Now, let's see. There's something about a red card. Where does the red card go? I can't think.
All broadcast stations shall broadcast emergency action notification message number 2, red card.
What? Wait a minute. I don't know. Well, you're getting me all mixed up. This is an attack warning. I keep getting this thing in my head. This station will not be broadcasting news and information. For your area. You will now tune your radio dial until you find a station which is broadcasting news and information
for your area.
I think that's how it ends.
That's kind of like my hair.
inna the streets, busy life is a chopper. While you at your work, you have to stay on the upper. Those who disagree, choose the way over the bar. Those who blend right in, choose the book on the laptop. Who have ears to hear, listen to what mama said. Sit down in a church and be quiet and pray. You're taking on the wrong pledge. Your life not granted, so your story echoes in my head.
What I felt, what I've known, never shine through in what I've shown.
To know he never listened to his dad and mother words. He found shelter in a wrong place, friends with a screw face, then killed by their wrong ways. Justice no kind, it's vision blind. Forward with the sentence, no judge can rewind. Rest indeed, rest in peace, rest in me.
What I felt, what I've known, never shine.
You call your own, not a war zone, not a funeral home. Silence, no more music, no sound. Under the moonlight in a small town. Guiltiness rests on their shoulders. So for the wicked man, his days are numbered. Rest in me, yeah. Rest in me.
What I felt, I've known.
We'll be right back.
Okay then, at the top of the set you heard Shona Knife with Daydream Believer. It's a Monkees cover, RIP to Peter Tork. I think without the Monkees, I never would have been inspired to live in a house altogether with all of the people in my band. So, fuck you, Peter Tork. Burn in hell. Burn in hell, Peter Tork. Just realized I'm about to have a root canal. I should really talk faster, starting about now. Had some other thoughts about things in general. I'm going to save that for a day that is not April 1st. Second song you heard today was King Woman, Wrong, from Doubt, 2014. Ayumi Hamasaki after that, Trauma, from A Best, 2001, just voted the most important singer of the Heisei era, for whatever that's worth. Otoboke Beaver, I'm Tired of Your Repeating Story, Itakoma Hits, that's a pre-order, I think it's a new song. They put out a best of compilation, and they got some new songs on it, so it's worth getting, it hasn't come out yet. Breeders, after that, absolutely not a metal band, I'm completely irresponsible. New Year is the name of the song, Last Splash, it's the name of the album, 93. It is, of course, New Year in the old calendar, which makes sense, because it should start in spring. Let's not get started on that. Day Wrecker, Vampire of Sacramento, this demo from last year, John with two N's, John Harbinger, or Harbinger, from the band Cabaret Home, Donica Rome's band. He's the guitar player, started another, that band broke up, of course. Guy started another band called Day Wrecker, and you should check it out. Satanic Porno Cult Shop after that, What Do You Want To Be? From the new Fuck EP, that's brand new. Woe with a Violent Dread, that's also new. EP of the same name. You heard two songs after that from Ikebana, Merce Bowles, M-Lux, Rebuilt, Reused, and Recycled, which came out on Important Records in 2003. Got a lovely Stephen Keen cover. Lovely Spencerian Coca-Cola font on the spine here. Got DJ Spooky, DJ Rupture, Alec Empire is on this album. Masami Akita, that's actually Merce Bao is remixing himself under his real name for some reason. Hrvatsky, KK Null, Kawabata Makoto, last time we're home, John Weiss. You heard Cornelius Untitled Remix, and Negative Land with An Actual Attack. Couldn't help myself. Hiroyuki Yamamura after that, Yes or No, from Evil Disco Boots on Wax, 2015. Zvi after that, Undenied, that is a Portishead cover. Single 7-inch just came out a little bit ago. Albrosi featuring Raging Fire, the Unforgiven Metallica cover, of course, from Albrosi Meets the Wailers, that came out last year. I played part of that. It was just on the radio and I recorded it. I didn't credit it. Sorry about that. But there it is, so everything's fine. Extremity at the end. Marissa Martinez from Cretan and Aesop and Shelby from Death Metal Dads. For Want of a Nail was the name of that song from Coffin Birth from last year. Happy trans whatever day. Is that today? I don't know if it's today or not. I would have played it anyway. Whatever. I think that's it for this week. Still. Believe in rock and roll.